My name is G Strangeway. I wrote a hybrid graphic novel, LGBT, called Red as Blue.
And tell us about your novel.
It's about a Mexican-Armenian girl that is bullied in high school during the 1980s, which I call the Dark Ages. And she's falling in love and with a cheerleader who happens to be pansexual during a time when you didn't know what pansexuality was, really.
And what would you like to accomplish with your work?
To reach youth, to make them feel better about who they are, to accept who they are, and to, like, fuck society if society wants to fuck them up, make them suicidal, introverted, and alienated. I want kids to have hope after reading my story.
And what do you think about Klexicon this year?
I love it.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, it's awesome. The community is great. You know, it's always great to be in an area where people feel like they can just celebrate who they are without any excuses and walk around freely. And you really see that in a strange, small ways, like just walking down the airport row, you know, and you see all these proper people standing by their expensive restaurants, and they're just like looking horrified. You can see that that's most of society, to be perfectly honest. And that sucks, but it's great that we have this for LGBT women.
Well, have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
My name is Marlene Forte. I am presently on Altered Carbon, which is a Netflix show that just dropped, I guess, 3-4 weeks ago. And I am on the Marvel Hulu show Runaways. I'm also on The Fosters. I'm like the queen recurring, so I can keep going. But those are my top three right now.
Well, tell us about your show.
Well, The Fosters is a huge show for us, and now we're on a spinoff. So I play the grandma to Sierra Ramirez, which are the twins. So the spinoff is going to be the twins, and so hopefully Tony and I will be back for that. It's one of my favorite shows and one of my longest running shows. The other shows, the Hulu Marvel, is fabulous for teenagers, and kind of sci-fi has been thrusted upon me with all the stuff that's out there now that is sci-fi. So Altered Carbon is probably the most sci-fi show. I think Fear the Walking Dead was a little bit, but still that's kind of grounded in dead people and not the future, whereas Altered Carbon is like a world where death is done and we have no moral compass anymore.
It's very true.
It's kind of like now.
It's very true. So is this your first Klexicon?
It is my first Klexicon.
What do you think about it?
Well, anytime there's a bunch of women in the room, I get very excited. I just think it's about time. You know, it's about time we have more women behind the camera, more women show running, more women writing, more women producing. So I find these groups of social interaction is really important to feed, right, the wave and the momentum that we have going right now. So we need more of these to keep that momentum moving, right, because we can't slow down right now.
Well, I believe I had your husband on my show.
Oliver Mayer?
Yes.
You know, we're doing the sequel to Blade to the Heat, which is his big LGBT play, and it's 20 years later. We're going to do it at LATC in the fall, and Petey is still boxing, but out of the closet at this point, and we're in the beginning of 1981. It brings us up to 1981, which is thus the beginning of AIDS. It hasn't been named yet, and so New York in the 80s.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night. Hope to see you later.
Nice to see you.
Nice to
meet
you.
Let Oliver know I met you.
Please. We're with Holly Wambarger, the creator of Klexicon. It's been amazing. I mean, this is a really impressive show. I mean, how are you feeling?
Tired. it's really rewarding. We have a really good team. Our volunteers have been absolutely amazing. So we have one more day to go. We have a long night, but we're feeling really good about it.
Tell us a little bit about how this came together.
So in 2016, the character Alexa from The 100 was killed off in a very unnecessary way. And it was in the middle of about, I don't know, don't quote me on the numbers, but 16 LGBT characters that were killed off in like a 6-week period and terribly tokened and coined the spring slaughter, which is, shouldn't have that. So I saw a lot of the hurt online. And, you know, when I was younger, we didn't have social media. We didn't have a safe space. So it was a really small idea. We just wanted to have something for the fans. And we thought something in Vegas would be good. And that idea with Danielle and Ashley's amazing logistics, we have grown it into something for everyone in the community. So,
what would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think our main goal is to make sure we have a safe space within the community, but also give content creators a platform to get their work out there and to ultimately, if possible, hold producers and writers and executives of content creation responsible for showing us in a positive light. So,
well, thank you so much, because I'm having a blast and I just wish you the best success.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Patricia Ray, and I just did a guest star on Chiefs. It's a new pilot for CBS. It's a wonderful new show being executive produced by Carol Mendelson, and I think it's going to do really well because it's got the premises three female chiefs from L.A. County. One of them is African-American, one of them is Hispanic, and one of them is Caucasian. But just the diversity behind the camera was just so refreshing and beautiful. And three female blockbuster producers, it was just amazing to see, like, and the director was female, Zetna Fuentes, Puerto Rican woman from the Bronx, to see that much diversity. It just was, I'd never worked like that before, and it was so refreshing and so empowering, and I felt so fortunate. So I really, you know, hope to work more and more like that, you know, on sets that are so embracing.
What do you think of KluxCon?
I just got here, Okay. So I'm on a panel tomorrow, a diversity and inclusion panel, so I'm really going to take advantage of tomorrow and see as many panels as I can and network and just get my fill of estrogen.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
I am Brianna Venskis. I am on The Walking Dead, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Supergirl, Grace and Frankie. Those are the big ones.
Do you know our good friend Betty Buckley?
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah, absolutely, I do. How funny, yes, that's awesome. That's so crazy.
Well, tell us a little bit about your work.
Well, I've been very lucky recently. I think I've kind of found this little comfortable home in the superhero comic book world, which is actually really cool. Doing Supergirl, which is DC, going to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is Marvel, Walking Dead, which is this great Robert Kirkman series. So it's fun, I get to be like a badass woman running around, kicking ass and just taking names and I think doing roles that we all kind of grow up as young kids, like playing out in the yard and being like, I'm tough and I'm going to do this. And now I get to make it my life, which is really cool. I think it's like, it's a win as far as I'm concerned.
What do you think of KluxCon?
I love it. I was talking to someone about it. I've done a lot of conventions and there's an energy here that's so positive and so ferociously happy. Like everyone is just so happy to be in a place where they don't have to seek out content. They're just surrounded by what they've been looking for. And I think that kind of takes a lot of weight off of people's shoulders and just lets them really enjoy what they're doing. So I think it's really great. I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I am Erica Luttrell, and I'm with quite a few shows. Steven Universe, though, is what people are most interested in here, but also Lost Girl and also Salvation, which is on CBS, and.
So what do you want to accomplish with your work?
What do I want to accomplish? Oh, goodness. I want to change people's lives. I want to touch people in a way that lets them see that they matter and that their dreams are real and relevant and deserving of attention.
I am Haviland Stillwell, and I'm with multiple shows.
Everyone seems to be.
Yeah, it's been really cool, actually. There's a lot of crossover and overlap and everything. So, I'm here with Freelancers Anonymous and with Brandon and the Monosexuals and with several things that we're talking about doing, something with Natasha for sure, which I'm really excited about. So we will be announcing that soon.
What do you want to accomplish with your work?
I am looking to inspire people to be their best selves. You know, I think there's so much, especially for being women in entertainment right now, there's so much, frankly, just clutter that's on top of us, and I think stress that everyone's under with just the administration and so many problems in the world, that I think just to not escape into the movies and television, but to actually be aware, but to think, how can we bring what we're good at to make the world a better place? I mean, as kind of silly as that sounds, it's really not. I mean, it's about bringing positivity and inspiration to people to just keep going and being their best selves.
What do you think of KluxCon?
Oh my God, I love KluxCon. I love it. This is my first year, and I just think it's amazing. I'm having the best time connecting with fans and other filmmakers and TV, you know, makers, and I think it's great.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
I'm Natasha Nego-Venlis. I am the star of the Carmilla series and movie and also the supporting actor in Freelancers Anonymous.
What do you want to accomplish with your work?
Well, I act to connect with other human beings and to make a positive difference socially. So For me, it means the world that I get to do what I love and also help people live their truth. And so it means the world to me as a queer actress to get to play a queer character. And I hope that I continue to do that in the future.
What do you think of KlexiCon?
I love KlexiCon. It's one of my favorite conventions ever. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Last year was the first one and I had such a great time. And I cannot believe the size of it this year. It has just grown so much. And it's so beautiful to see all these friendships forming and to feel everybody's energy in the room. It's really quite surreal.
I am Anna Silk, and I was on Lost Girl.
What do you want to accomplish with your work?
Oh my goodness, world peace. That's what I'd like to accomplish. I don't know if that will happen. No, Lost Girl was a show that I think accomplished what should have accomplished, which was to kind of open people's hearts and minds to people living authentically and completely in their own truth. And I think that's what we accomplished, and I'm really proud of that.
What do you think of KlexiCon?
It's great. It's great. I was just saying the crowd is so warm and welcoming and just like super easygoing. There's no angst. It's just like everyone's so happy to be themselves and to be here.
Well, have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You as well.
I'm Elizabeth Maxwell, Attack on Titan.
Tell us a little bit about your show.
Yeah, I'm a voice actor. I work on a very popular Japanese anime called Attack on Titan. And it is one of the first anime to come out that has shown a lesbian relationship in a non-sexualized way. So it's pretty groundbreaking within that genre.
So what do you want to accomplish with your work?
I mean, I hope to make a difference in representation, both of women and LGBTQ in general.
So what do you think of KlexiCon?
It's been one of the most fun conventions I've been to in quite a while. And I can say I can't remember like the last time that I was surrounded by this many amazing women since like Girl Scout camp when I was 9. So it's been a really unique experience.
Come on, Tello team, get over here.
Team Tello, team
Tello. Come on, team Tello. Come on, come on. So what are you all up to?
Well, we're promoting our series Happy Wife, Happy Life, which just launched season 2 on YouTube.
We are all doing Happy Wife, Happy Life.
Yeah. Kristen's our director.
We're the wives.
And I'm the director.
Lesbian marriage advice from happily married non-experts.
Yep. That's us. That's so right. We debate because they've been married for 2.5 years. We've been married for 10 years. And mm-hmm. So we definitely have a different perspective on marriage.
Yeah.
They are crazy, and we're more conservative. We've been married for a while. We've already tried and ruined everything. So now we know.
It is true that we learn from you pretty much every episode.
And then Chris and I will be doing a romantic series called Alice and Izza, which is going to star Guinevere Turner, which is going to come out later this year. So we got lots
of fabulous.
Yeah.
That's
really,
love that's exciting.
A lot of love scenes. Yeah.
So what do you think of KlexiCon?
This is my second year here. We were a sponsor last year. Bridget was there last year, and I just love it. I think this is your tribe. These are our people who love and support lesbian storylines and how critical that is to see ourselves on television and in the media.
I'm in awe of your work, and I respect what you women are trying to do, and just have a fabulous evening.
I am Mandala Rose, and I'm most well known for Australian film, for All About E.
Well, tell me a little bit about it.
So, E is a Australian DJ. She has Lebanese parents who don't know that she is gay. She decides to run away with her best friend because she finds a large amount of money and goes on the run to find the love of her life, Trish. Do you want to know the fun thing? She gets the girl, there is a dog, and no one dies. Beautiful.
So what would you like to accomplish with your work?
With my work, I want to be a representative of mental health for everyone, for letting people know that they can be them.
So are you enjoying KlexiCon?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm having so much fun.
Well, have a wonderful evening.
Nicole Payson. I'm here with Anyone But Me.
So tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's over now, but it started 10 years ago. We actually just did our 10-year reunion panel this morning, which was crazy. It's about two young lesbians and teenagers coming up in the like greater New York area, one of whom is out to their family, the other one's not. And we kind of go through their relationship and follow them as they navigate teenagehood and coming out and other girlfriends and things. So, yeah.
So what upcoming projects are you working on?
So I have a short film that's being released on July 4th to the internet. Right now it's doing the festival circuit. It's called Pug. It's about a Sikh American man and his wife. just me. Let's see, I have a play coming up in LA in September. We're raising money for that starting in June. And that's going to be filmed like a film, and the link will be released to those who donate. So that I'll look out for that. And then otherwise, I have a podcast coming out with Lauren Flans, who is a comedian. It's about coming out. So there we go.
So what would you like to accomplish with your work?
Oh my gosh. Well, honestly, with my work, I want people to see themselves in the characters that I play. I want people to feel empowered, specifically women. And I feel like I want to be able to, by being myself and doing my work, give other people permission to be themselves and do the work that they want to do.
And what do you think of KlexiCon?
It's amazing. Oh my gosh, I feel like I've had little hearts in my eyes for the past 2 days. It's just, the panels have been so inspiring. My fellow creators and collaborators are incredible. The fans have been like just so heartwarming and wonderful to meet. And this is, it's been an incredible experience. Hats off to every single person who plans this. It's ridiculous.
Sorry.